So, firstly, welcome to the Royal Society, and I'm speaking on behalf of my colleagues here to say that this is a very welcome event. We're very enthusiastic about it, and it's tremendous that we've got this organisation, the Foundation for Science and Technology, here to open up these kinds of discussions. We also welcome the Science Innovation Strategy. I think the official view of the Royal Society, having discussed it a fair bit, is that we think it's a very positive statement about the role of science in society, and that we see lots of opportunities building around it. There's enough granularity in it to actually say quite a lot of things about what we might want to do in the future. I've been asked to open up the discussion, and I will join in with a few points myself as the discussion gets going. So I thought I'd throw open a few things just to be controversial, which I think you could say we haven't really thought through properly yet as a country. The first is the REF. The REF is a fantastically exciting part of the UK. It drives people nuts in some ways in terms of people who actually have to do something with it to actually make it work. And yet at the same time, it has allowed the UK to think more nimbly about what its universities want to do and how to actually get strategic advantage than any other country that I know of. And so I think we need to think about that REF and actually think about how we can use it more effectively in the future. And in one particular way, it could be incredibly important, and we don't use it. And that is that it actually does measure, by reading outputs and looking at impact statements, how good we are as a country in certain areas. And then we don't do anything with that real information. It doesn't really get used in any way in really evolving our science strategy for the future. It does get used for sorting out money, but you could actually think far more creatively about how you could use that information to decide which bits you want to grow, whether you want to be stronger in chemistry than you are at the moment, or whatever. But we don't do that. The second thing I want to say that's slightly controversial, which has also been a focus of discussion at the Royal Society, is that research councils, as you know, are going to be reviewed again under Paul Nurse. And we've had a lot of discussion around research councils, and I'll maybe refer to some of those points later on if I get a chance in the discussion. But one very important part about the American National Science Foundation that a number of us have experienced when we've worked over there is that their primary goal is to fund exciting ideas, really interesting ideas. And they have to be seen as the main vanguards of that process to actually get the great ideas out of the community and put money behind them. And if that's being compromised, then the research councils, to some extent, aren't doing their job. The third thing that I think is really an issue of major concern is that UK strategic capability is very controversial. People aren't clear what we should be doing in terms of major strategic science, that is not stuff that's in the university, but what we're doing through national laboratories and things like that. And that's a bit that hasn't really been, I think, thought through very well in this country compared with many other countries. It's a topic of big discussion right now in the UK, and it's something we need to think about very hard. The last thing I'll say is around this issue of place, which I think has been also something people have been thinking about in terms of where you put resources strategically as a government for new science initiatives. It's a really great opportunity. I think we should think about this very positively. Because particularly, as the Minister pointed out, there is this opportunity to think about how you connect with the local community in a way that typically universities haven't done as well as they might have done, or they've done rather variably across the UK sector. And I think that's a great stimulating opportunity for the future.